This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. I'm Jeff Horwich, in for John Moe. How's this for awkward? Your information technology person walks up to your desk, starts making small talk. Yeah, I know, small talk with IT people. It's awkward enough. But then she's asking you about something you put in a private email the day before.
She came up and she asked me, she says, well, how's the situation going with what's happening with it? What's going to go on? And there was absolutely no way she should have known that information.
So you go into work every day knowing that one very specific person
has very, very detailed access to everything that I am sending back and forth.
This woman, who wanted to remain anonymous, she's one of the lucky ones. At least she knows. A new survey of IT professionals lays it bare. Two-thirds say they have seen stuff that is not relevant to their jobs. More than one-third say they or people they work with have actually used their privileges to get at confidential or sensitive information. Information security company CyberArk did the IT snooping survey. Udi Mukadi is the CEO. In the survey, Udi, how did you define snooping?
Snooping is basically using privileges that you have to look around for information that is not relevant for what you need to do. It's almost like physically walking around and peeking into other people's data. But in the IT world, it's all with a mouse and a keyboard.
What were the specific questions that you asked in the survey to try and get a sense of whether people were doing it?
First of all, it was anonymous in London and San Francisco, and these were all IT employees with privileged access to systems. And we've asked them, first of all, have you ever touched sensitive or other privileged data? We found that basically one of three people that we've surveyed does snoop. We joke about that. Go around an IT part of your corporation and count one, two, three. One of the three may have been snooping from data that they're not supposed to touch. It definitely doesn't mean that they're all bad people. It's, the system allows them to do that, and curiosity gets the better side of them.
You get sucked into temptation. You end up being bored sometimes at the job.
This fellow is a former system administrator for a small imaging company. Imagine him silhouetted behind a screen or something.
And you start like, oh, okay, well, what's going on? Check out the traffic. Oh, this person's doing this. You start looking at the packets of information that are coming through, and you're like, oh, I wish I didn't know that, but I never knew that. You know, you don't want to admit to the wrong person you're doing something they wouldn't want you to be doing. You don't go to your boss and say, oh, hey, I was just snooping through so-and-so's email, and I found this. You sit back, and you don't say a word about it. You don't mention it to your family, you don't mention it to your friends, because the last thing you want is them to look at you and be like, dude, you're despicable.
Did you actually have your boss at one point tell you to keep an eye on people and like make sure they weren't goofing off?
No, but more of a situation of keep an eye on what's going on the computers, what's being installed on the computers, which parlayed into having to monitor where they were going.
Do you recall seeing anything in particular that you knew at the time you should not have seen?
Back when I was working at that imaging company, there were a few emails that had come through on the packet sniffer that I used just to make sure that there isn't something wonky going on. And there were clients that were complaining about people that worked within the office. And then also my bosses would use their work email for a whole bunch of personal stuff.
And who doesn't? Here's some other stories we're following online at futuretense.publicradio.org. Starting August 1st, you won't be able to buy your Facebook friends' fake flowers anymore. Facebook will close its gift shop and focus on improving the news feed, the like button, games, and other products and features. And according to Pentagon officials, Lady Gaga may have helped Private Bradley Manning sneak away with highly classified information. Manning is the soldier accused of leaking a video of a 2007 deadly American helicopter attack in Baghdad and downloading over 150,000 diplomatic cables. He put all the info on a data CD disguised as a Lady Gaga music CD. Nobody suspects the guy humming Disco Stick. Those 10 Russian spies are back in Moscow after reportedly finding out dang near nothing important for their home country handlers. You know, sometimes all you have to do is ask. The Russian security service is receiving the full source code to Windows 7, the operating system that seems likely to run the vast bulk of the world's computers. It's actually long-standing Microsoft policy. They make Windows and other products available to certain governments, including Russia and, at least in the past, China. Richard Clayton is a security expert at Cambridge. He says the idea is for countries to discover vulnerabilities early to protect their own government computers, but it creates a possible conflict.
What they're supposed to do is to tell Microsoft. Microsoft will then patch the problem, and then all of the machines in the world will be safer. If they don't tell Microsoft, then maybe nobody else will find the same hole, and perhaps they could exploit it themselves in times of tension.
Microsoft trusts the Russians. Why shouldn't we? Follow us on Twitter. We're at Future Tense APM. I'm Jeff Horwich, in for John Moe. This is Future Tense.